Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We do have Top 5 Tuesday on deck. Bo is handling that momentarily. This segment is presented by John Foy & Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Guys, we're all going to need to do a shoey to celebrate what has happened in Atlanta.
What's a what?
A shoey. It is an Australian tradition where you drink a beer out of a boot.
Okay.
A real boot or just a boot-shaped glass?
Is this a real
glass?
Thing or did you make this up?
No, this is a real thing. If you go to any concert in Australia, the artist will stand on stage and
There's
drink.
There's no way that's true, dude.
Absolutely
I'm
true.
Sorry.
I have watched Luke Combs
There's
do
no
it.
Way
I have watched Dierks Bentley do
have
it.
Have you watched a lot of concerts while you're in Australia?
I have not been there, but I'll stream them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you can find them on Instagram probably.
You have to do it, though. It's tradition. When you're celebrating something major, you drink a shoey.
Seems made up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What were they celebrating the concerts? Just being in Australia? Like, we're here.
Yeah, we're
Let's
here.
Celebrate,
we're
baby.
Celebrating.
Let's go. Yeah.
And it's not like a new shoe. You got to take it off your foot. Like,
oh.
Well,
I'm solid on that.
That's one of those things where, you know, the artist like disappears to go get a new guitar or something, and he comes back and you don't realize he's wearing different shoes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to drink out of this.
Got New Balances
on. Yeah. I'm going to drink out of this.
Well, I guarantee we're going to have to ask Dyson Daniels about this because he is here to stay. He and the Hawks agreed to a 4-year, $100 million rookie contract extension.
Yeah. I love it, man. Obviously, just elite in the way he goes about his business. I'm just excited about the Hawks season being here and the fact that he's going to be a part of it for some time. It is interesting to me that we've had all these Trae Young contract talks. You know what I mean? Like, we've been like, yeah, it's Trae long-term, blah, blah, blah. Dyson is like, dude, if you can play defense in the NBA, welcome to the team, baby. Like, if you can play at that high level, you're going to be here for a long time.
Nah, I absolutely love this deal. I know there are reports out there that he was looking for somewhere near 5 for $150, and it seems like they kind of met in the middle. 4 for $100 is close-ish, so I'm really happy they
– That's not the middle.
I mean, took one – I don't know.
I think he took one for the team.
He might have. And if he did that, I'm all for that too. But I'm happy they got this deal done, particularly before the season started, because you know, and at this point I think the Hawks know, that they want Dyson Daniels. Whether Trae Young's going to be here or not, and Mike just kind of alluded to it, whether Trae Young's going to be here for the foreseeable future or not, Dyson Daniels needs to be a part of this team, because if you are going to have a championship team, you need a guy like Dyson Daniels on a championship caliber team. Play defense. Shut down the best perimeter player, best guard, whatever the case may be, especially with what guard play is becoming now in the NBA and how crucial it is in the NBA. We know the steals he can get. And then he's very solid on offense, too. He can get to the rim, get his little floater off. Three-point shooting is getting better and better over each year. And you can tell his confidence is growing within the offense, too. So I just feel like he has definitely become a staple so quickly of this Atlanta Hawks team that him being tied down definitely is good for the Hawks' future.
Yeah, guys like Dyson Daniels, they travel. And what I mean by travel is they can play on any team. Like, it doesn't matter who is running. It doesn't matter if Trae Young's here or not. I think it's a really solid point. Yeah, I just don't. I think if he was looking for $5,150, he essentially lost an extra year and $50 million by signing $4,400. I don't think that's
No. I actually agree with Dylan's point. If they were offering him 20 per year for 5 years, and he wanted 30 per year for 5 years, and they met in the middle, and they were like, "Hey, we'll take a year off. You're eligible for free agency a year earlier, and we'll pay you 25 per." That's kind of meeting in the middle.
$50 million, and it's not the 1 year. It's a $50 million, because any contract in the NBA is fully guaranteed. He lost out on $50 million. If that, I don't consider that quite the middle. I would consider maybe like if you wanted that extra year and an extra $50 million, I would have thought maybe, you know, 4 years, like 120. But I think it's good for everybody. He's $100 million richer now, and the Hawks got a top tier defensive player, and it doesn't affect your plans for Trae Young in any way, shape, or form.
I wonder what the amount of money is that you buy a private jet. You know what I mean? If you're from Australia, yeah, like at what point do you like, you know what, man, I got enough coin in the bank, I'm going to buy a jet. Because you're going to Australia that much, it's like, nah, go ahead and load that thing up.
I just hope Dyson enjoyed a nice blooming onion last night.
There you go. You
think, I'm pretty sure for that money, he got more than a blooming onion.
I think he had a couple of Fosters, is that?
Yeah.
A beer and a blooming onion.
Australian for beer.
You're wild, bro. That's funny.
All right, before we get to Top 5 Tuesday, make sure to join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan, right here to my left, will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the Tailgate at Home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
If you want to chug a beer out of Das Boot, you can do it with New Realm, the Allen Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. Don't forget my friends at Baron Burton's, all of their fine products that you can pair with your tailgate at home, and you can find it at Publix, as Allie mentioned earlier. So, told you earlier, I was wavering. I didn't know if I wanted to do like top sub sandwiches you can get, or going with the theme of Halloween. And I figured one of you guys next week, whoever has it, could probably do the best Halloween candy. I particularly like to go with the worst because I think they're so easy to point out.
I'm just glad you didn't do the sub sandwich, because anything other than the pub sub is an absolute miss. So let's just move on from that.
Well, and that was the thing. I was thinking about it, and I was like, all right, pub sub would probably be one because all of their subs are phenomenal. But then like you picking just one, I would just say any pub sub. But then, two, I was probably going to do the club on a sub from Firehouse because those are phenomenal. But that sandwich I told you I had from Berticelli's was phenomenal. But anyways.
Sounds Jersey like you're Mike. Already doing the sub is your top
Jersey
five.
Mike's needs to be in there, too, while we're on it.
That's a good call. Good call. Jimmy John's.
I would do Jimmy John's over Jersey Mike's. But anyways, there is no Subway on there. I'm not a big fan. All right. Top five worst Halloween candy. And I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. The honorable mention is not really candy, but it always finds its way in your trick-or-treat bag, right?
Okay.
If you do this, I want you to go ahead and buy 3 dozen eggs and throw them at your house on your own. Because if you're the person that buys the little fun packs of raisins and hand them out on Halloween, you should egg your own house.
Mm. I would co-sign on that. I've seen that before. It's not something that my kids have experienced in the last couple of years, but I do remember that from my childhood. So I'll co-sign on that. That's a bad look.
It's not a candy.
Bad look. I'd rather you throw floss in my bag at this point. You know what I mean?
There's people that do that too. Save me money.
There's people that do that too.
Number five.
Smarties. You know what I'm talking about? First off, there's a theme on this list. If it ain't chocolate, it's terrible.
Wow.
I want chocolate on Halloween, all right?
Okay, Jolly Ranchers would like a word, but continue.
Well, thank you. I was about to say.
The gummy Jolly Ranchers, yes. Gummies or chocolate. But I don't want hard candy, and I don't want anything that's not chocolate. Smarties, they're just stupid. Throw them out.
Number four.
You guys ever seen the generic-ass looking wrappers that are just orange and black?
Yes.
And they hand up in your
kind
Halloween.
Yeah.
Those are called peanut butter kisses.
Ew.
Oh my God.
And I am a guy that will take a spoon and dip it in peanut butter. But I don't want it in my Halloween basket, and I don't want it in that hard form.
Are we talking about the same thing? Like these, like they're Hershey's Kisses? No.
They're
no.
peanut butter Kisses. They're not they're not made by Hershey's, to my knowledge.
I'm just making sure. When you said Kisses, I was like, wait.
That's what the proper name is, but they're round, and they're in orange and black generic wrappers.
Yeah.
It's like, you went to the Big Lots and was like, I want the cheapest candy I can get.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And right. You're knocking this out of the park so far.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Yes. Number three. Tootsie rolls. I don't like them. I don't like you. They're almost like a taffy type material, and you think they're chocolate, but they ain't.
What about a Tootsie Pop?
They're not chocolate.
Nah, I don't think. I think they're more. I think they're
chocolate taffy.
They don't taste chocolatey to me at all. In any
way. I don't know. Agreed at like honorable mention. Not on this, but Tootsie Rolls have a place.
Tootsie
Rolls have a place in the bag.
They're okay.
They're supposedly.
Nah, I'm with Bo. Tootsie Rolls don't belong.
They have a. They're supposed to be like chocolate, but with like a fruit taste. I think they're garbage. Get them out of here.
I don't know.
Right. Number two,
Sugar Daddies.
What?
Not a fan. Don't need it. Don't want it. Get it out.
Dude.
Bo, you're cooking. You're cooking, Bo. I'm all in on Bo's list right now.
If you actually even want to know, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like caramel. I don't like caramel by itself. I don't need it in a wrapper. And I don't need it in my Halloween basket. All right? Or whatever the hell you call it, your trick-or-treat bag.
I'm pretty sure we used to have somebody on the show that was seeking out sugar daddies, but continue nonetheless.
Number one.
Maybe find one at Publix and the pub sub. Number one, the worst candy ever invented. Candy corn.
I knew it.
Yeah.
It's garbage. I don't want it. I don't need it. Can't win with it. Just brutal.
I think this list would have been awful had you not had it at one. I don't understand how it continues to make money. It's like people are just using it as a filler.
I like candy corn.
It's, you know what it is?
Stop it.
I was about to say, I would have actually put Tootsie Rolls at one and candy corn like at two, maybe three. I just like Tootsie Rolls and Sugar Daddies more than I do candy corn.
I'm with you there. I hate them, but the candy corn I hate too. The thing is, well, the first time I had candy corn, I was like, that's ass. I'm never having it again. I actually convinced myself to have a Tootsie Roll again, and I still didn't like it, and a Sugar Daddy. Yeah,
they were cheeks. That's crazy.
Question, though, about all of these. If they were all in a bowl, and it's not Halloween, it's just a candy bowl at the front desk or something, would you be like, that's a terrible candy dish?
Yes.
Yeah,
really?
I would.
You know what all five of these are? They're like, if you don't have a personality, you like these candies.
No. Here's what they are. They probably are all sold in a variety bag together because they're just fillers.
That's
I will say, I think Smarties caught astray. Not I think a fan. Smarties caught astray.
Not a fan.
I can rock with Smarties a little
Smarties
bit.
Smarties are refreshing. I also, the candy corn, that one is hurting me because I like the pumpkin version
Dude, you're
of
so
it.
Far off on that.
No,
It's so rare for you to be so wrong about something.
It's like eating a candle. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing?
Kind of.
It is. It's awful, man.
It's delightful.
Yeah. I don't know, like a sugary candle.
I mean, you know what, Mike? You did now. I think you've got it great. It is like a variety bag. You're like, hey, if you want to be cheap and make people hate you, buy this bag of candy and give it out on Halloween. And the only people that are worse than you, really, and I know I put an honorable mention, are the people that think they should give out raisins. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
are they chocolate-covered raisins?
At least yogurt-covered. Like you said, yogurt or chocolate-covered raisins.
But no, you want to give out little sunbeam raisin boxes or whatever that company is that puts them out with. Like, no, man. Like, just egg your own house.
And without climate control, it all gets lumped together and it's one big raisin. It's just not good. Not good. We hit the hard-hitting topics here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you have an opinion on the worst Halloween candy, 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is coming up next. We're also talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday night's game. Give us your opinion. 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.